As Congress prepared for a vote on a limited airstrike on Syria, it was a hot topic of conversation with strongly divided opinions. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver held a public forum attended by about 200, most, like Stephen Platt, opposed involvement.
My short answer to this is not no, but hell no. Is this a way for the Defense Department to get around the sequester? And I say that kind of in semi-seriousness. How can we afford another military action?
The balance was similar at a forum held by Congressman Kevin Yoder last week. All but one member of the Kansas delegation opposes the airstrikes. Missouri's delegation has been slower to take firm positions on the issue. The Hall Family Foundation promised Children's Mercy Hospital $75 million for a new building, but only if a half-cent Jackson County sales tax for medical research is approved by the voters. Bill Hall made it clear he wants the tax to pass.
We believe this is a moment we must seize. The tax is transformational.
The first two political committees opposing the tax are organizing. The Kansas legislature quickly passed a new hard 50 sentencing law to replace the one probably rendered invalid by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The new one's retroactivity provision may not stand a court test, but Johnson County District Attorney Steve Howe said it was worth a try.
We'd rather fight and lose than not fight at all to try to hold these cases that we think are so important for the public safety of the people of the state of Kansas.
The Kansas Senate approved the appointment of Caleb Stiegel, top Brownback legal aide, to an appeals court judgeship. Democrat Anthony Hensley led the opposition, which was more about the new appointment process than about Stiegel.
None of us had an opportunity to draw any sort of comparison as to whether the governor is accurate in saying that this person was the most qualified, because the process was so secretive.
Stiegel was the first appointee under a new process that did away with the Citizens Nominating Committee. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster came down on the side of fellow Democrat Governor Jay Nixon on the effort to override Nixon's veto of a bill criminalizing the enforcement of federal gun laws. Koster said the law would be unconstitutional and hinder law enforcement. The bill's Republican sponsor, Doug Funderbunk, poo-pooed that.
He's basically giving you what he feels is the worst-case scenario, and I don't think he's correct.
Police officials in Kansas City and St. Louis agreed with Koster. Jennifer Valenti, the ombudsman on priest misconduct for the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese of the Catholic Church, said the number of calls of concern was up, but the actual number of boundary violations was down slightly. She disagreed with critics who said names of all those boundary violators be made public.
At that point, to publish that person's name based on that information would be irresponsible.
Valenti said it's one thing to be very careful about the risk of child abuse, but another to publicize the names of persons who have not actually been accused of a crime. Wrapping up the week, Waldo area residents had their way. After a town hall meeting, the Kansas City Public Schools turned down a proposal for a Walmart neighborhood market on the site of the old Bingham Junior High. Prairie Village residents managed to axe plans for the Mission Chateau retirement project on the site of the former Mission Valley Middle School. And autopsy results on a Liberty jogger who was found dead in an outdoor restroom in July were released. The report says Chad Rogers' death resulted from a congenital heart defect. This is KCUR.